your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Welcome to Maximized Living with Dr. Rosie Main, a teaching ministry designed to encourage you to seek a healthy lifestyle through nutrition, time, and stress management. We hope to emphasize the importance of honoring the vessel God has given us stewardship over, our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Here now is Dr. Rosie.
Welcome to Maximize Living Radio. This is Dr. Rosie Main coming here every week to empower you to start changing your life. And today, I want to talk a little about why I get so urgent when it comes to health, and why I come here is mainly because I want to inspire you. And I know that I have a practice that is filled with people who are either have been torn by the world, that they feel that they're junk. And I'm here to tell you that God does not make junk, that He gave you an amazing power to heal from within. And I know many times people come in frustrated because they've been here and everywhere and have been told some kind of a diagnosis, or have lost hope because they have no answer to their health other than medications and surgeries. So what we do here in our office, specifically with Main Health Solutions, and first is give you back the hope you need, which God created you with the power to heal from within. And we strive to teach people the principles of health, everything to help you start achieving that life potential that He intended for. And everything that we teach is to remove those interferences. I know that I don't heal, but God heals. And when there's interferences, specifically when it comes to nutrition, toxins, stress, lack of exercise, and primarily as a chiropractor, we look at the nervous system. We know that if there's interferences in any of those areas, your body's not going to be able to function the way He designed it. And for this show, you know, we come here and we give you encouragement and what to do. But what I want to know is that first, that I inspire hope first, because it does start in the mind first. If you have lost hope, I know that many people, that's their biggest battle. And I feel it's important as a doctor to be a source of hope and inspiration for the people that I influence. I believe that most important thing a doctor or leader of any type can do is to educate, inspire, and empower the people who trust in him or her. And, you know, it's quite inspiring to think of the incredible level of faith and trust Moses had to stand up to the most powerful worldly leader of the day, and that was Pharaoh. And he, you know, he demanded freedom for his people. And I can only imagine the courage it took to be resilient even after Pharaoh continuously denied his requests. The love that Moses had for God and his people, that he would risk everything to continuously confront and infuriate Pharaoh to accomplish the mission God sent him for. And so the Israelites, on the other hand, were living in the midst of disorganization and chaos. And they witnessed multiple miracles, and God delivered them from slavery. But despite all of this, they questioned God. They made faithless and dishonorable decisions that took them further from the future they desired for them. So fortunately, Moses was powerful and convicted leader, and continuously he pursued deeper into the wilderness, pressing towards the promised land despite the never-ending bickering and the backlash of its own people. And he was a man on a mission straight from God. So I think of Christ knowing his fate, pressing into his fear, and going forward in absolute faith and trust, allowing his body to be brutalized, knowing that God had a greatest plan of all hidden within his tears and cries of agony. And so I know that, you know, we often are like the Israelites, and our individual lives are often times of disorder, chaos, and basically we're left to our individual whims or desires, and we become like the Israelites who has seen God perform miracles, yet we continuously stray away from his word. And just like they abandoned their identity to chaos, to chase the symbol or the idol that fulfilled their self-gratifying desires of the moment, we are the same. And sometimes we forget that, you know, whatever it is, you know, God is much greater than that. Whatever our problems or our circumstances, and much the same way today, our society teaches us to chase after what makes us feel good in the moment, rather than live the disciplined and faith-filled life of our biblical patriarchs. So instead, we fill our lives with all kinds of toys, medications, potions, lotions, and all self-gratifying desires in order to find happiness. And so the result that I see is so many times people who are in debt, they come in, they're depressed, they're diseased, they're divorced. And so what I want to make sure today is that I bring back that principle from where healing derives. And the true healing comes from inside and not outside. And nothing from outside in will ever bring us closer to our potential. It is only by allowing what God already put within us to shine bright and fully express itself through us that will lead us closer to Him. So we need less stuff and more God in our lives to bring peace and order to our day. And everything else is interfering with that process. So I truly believe that God has a gigantic purpose for everyone on this planet, but it's how well we anchor with absolute faith in that purpose and continuously infuse it with joy and love and hope and allow us to fulfill His dream for our lives. So I want to challenge you, if you're listening for the first time to our radio show, that you know, you start living your life for a different purpose. And I think that, like in Nehemiah 6:2, it says, you know, he was trying to get swayed away, Nehemiah, from building the wall. And then, you know that you're doing good work and that you stand obedient in your purpose and that you basically just, you know, stand and guard yourself and your family from anything else, any fiery dart that tries to tell you different. And I ask God in the morning to infuse you with mainly, I ask for my patients with more life, more health, and more healing. I ask Him to lead, guide, and direct all your steps and to use you to fulfill the dream He has for your life. Then before every action, commit your life to God and let go of the result. And I found that my ego is the biggest detriment and distraction in my life. And it is what causes most of the negative stress that I've experienced in my life. And I look back at all the stupid arguments, the petty details, the offenses, the miscommunicated feelings that I let get to my head. And I realize just how much my ego has drained my life. So let's all make it a point that this year be different. Let's all make it a consistent habit to ask the Lord to strip our egos so that we're more sensitive to the direction He has for us. So I want to start off so that this year, so that you can start living your life to your purpose. And I know that many of you know I come here with an urgency when it comes to people's health. And I give you advice in different things, whether it be nutrition or how to, you know, maximize your health. But more importantly is that you're living your life to your purpose. And like many of you, I feel real pain at the core of my spirit when I see people making neglectful decisions, abusing themselves, their bodies, and their future. And that's why I wake up burning with passion every morning to teach and encourage the principle of life and health God's way into those I come across. And I believe each of us has been placed here with a specific purpose in our lives, and we are born with everything we need to successfully complete our missions during our lifetime. And our bodies are the vehicles we have been given to which to perform our duties and to reach our destinies. As such is our responsibility to take supreme care of ourselves. So this is where, you know, we ask that you honor the temple that God has given you. And we know that God doesn't make junk, and He gave us an ability to heal. And when people come into my office with, you know, a list of medications they're on, these medications are basically interfering that potential to heal. So every time I come here, I give you suggestions on what to do with your nutrition, which we're going to be doing today. But I wanted to start with just heart first. So if it's you right now that has been disempowered, that you need to be reminded of how valuable you are and how to honor your body, I want that truth to be set free from you, because the reality is the truth sets you free. And anything that is not true, any fiery dart, you have to let go of. So Many of you right now are probably wanting answers to your health, and you're searching for just another way to heal, and that's what we do in our office. So if it's you right now and you're listening to this radio show for the first time, my name is Dr. Rosie Main, and I come here every week with an urgency to start teaching you truth of healing. And I want to invite you, if you need prayer, please let me know. My number is 859-6170. That's 859-6170. Now, I want to move on to our topic today. I know that I want to start with that first, because it was in my heart that many of you that listen to this want answers. You wouldn't be listening to our radio show if you didn't think that maybe you had some hope to heal. And I want to remind you of that, but I'll also give you some answers of what to do. I know many times people that walk into my office, whether it be, you know, because of their nutrition or because of their lack thereof of nutrition or toxins, their body's failing. As a chiropractor, we see many times people with degenerated spines and know that, you know, their bodies are in so much agony and pain because they've let their bodies go. But the beautiful part is that a lot of what we teach is going back and restoring people's health from the inside out by removing those interferences. And again, with the five essentials of maximized living, we teach those things specifically that are going to help start restoring the body from within. So maximizing your nutrition, removing the toxins that God did not intend for us to be, you know, having so much of. In today's world, everything's toxic. And so we remind people what things to stay away from so that they can help their body start healing from within, you know, anything from stress to lack of exercise. And lastly, as a chiropractor, you know, where most people wait till they have issues with their spine, our whole purpose is to help prevent issues. And when it comes to the nervous system, understanding that God put the most amazing power in our body to heal. So for you to hear right now, for you to think, for you to for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, your brain carries that life potential from your brain down your spinal cord through those nerves to talk to every organ of your body. And if there is interference in your spine, occluding those nerves, your brain can't talk to those tissues and cells, and those cells have then the inability to heal from within. So what we do specifically is remove that interference through, you know, what we do with a chiropractic adjustments, but then also help you maintain the structure of your spine through exercises. So if you're listening right now and you're wondering what maybe, you know, can be done without the use of unnecessary drugs or surgery, we can help you. And so I want to give you the invitation for the next 10 callers. We have people call in to make an appointment to see how we can help you. And you can make this appointment that includes the exam and the x-rays that are indicated. It's typically a value of $180, and we do this for the next 10 callers for only $40. So give us a call. The number to call to make this appointment for only $40 is 859-6170. That's 859-6170. Now, I want to move into my topic today, which are specifically finding things that you can do to manage pain. I know that a lot of times people feel, and you know, with pain or issues, have already been on a list of medications. And this is where the struggle is because of the fact that we have failed to honor our bodies. Our bodies start to crumble, and before you know it, people have pain and issues with their joints and issues with their health. And unfortunately, you know, our goal is, you know, to help people stay away from that. But many times people are already there and they want to find just different avenues to try to help maintain, you know, just an ease of comfort. And instead of going the natural approach, many of us are, you know, just used to taking the medications, the aspirin, the Tylenol, which many of you know that, you know, these things, you know, are going to destroy the way the organs function. So it saddens me when people have no other solution, and that's what they resort to, and then they bring me the bag of pills. And so I know that many of you know my mom was on 18 medications when she died, and many of those were for the pain that she had from all her issues, from the diabetes, from the infections, the stomach issues that she got were a lot of it from the pain medications as well. So I want to give you some suggestions today of what natural things you can do for pain relief. And chronic pain is a modern day epidemic that affects, you know, many people, 1.5 billion people worldwide. And it costs the nation billions of dollars in loss of productivity and medical expenses every year. And pain, I mean, affects more individuals than heart disease, cancer, and diabetes combined. So doctors throw drug after drug at these pain syndromes with very little long-term successes. And I want to talk about some natural agents to reduce pain. And the most commonly used drugs to treat chronic pain conditions include opioids like morphine, non-steroids such as salicylates, such as aspirin and ibuprofen. I know that a lot of our patients are also have been put on antidepressants, and which are, you know, basically just going to be inhibitors. And all of these drugs have awful side effects and addictive tendencies. And in fact, prescription and over-the-counter pain medications are the fastest growing drug addiction in North America, and also the top leading cause of death in America. And so the danger of these medications is what I want to make sure you understand, that non-steroidal or anti-inflammatory medications are some of the most commonly prescribed and overutilized medications throughout the world. And these medications such as aspirin and Tylenol are easy to get and inexpensive. So most people believe they aren't harmful. However, they are linked with very serious side effects, and they have been shown to damage the stomach lining, leading to reduced protein absorption and a much greater increase for food allergens and stomach ulcers. So they also damage the kidney and liver and increase the risk of certain forms of cancer. So many people perceive surgery as the best modality for their health issues, and sometimes it is. However, research has indicated that nerve damage unavoidably produced during a surgical operation will cause chronic pain in 15 to 50% of patients. So other individuals are severely damaged by treatments such as chemotherapy and radiation that causes states of increased inflammation and pain. So we want to, again, start looking back at what's causing the pain and addressing the underlying mental, emotional, and chemical physical stressors that are causing the chronic inflammation and pain is our ultimate goal with our process with maximized living and what we do in our office. So this process takes time, and it's actually deep introspection along with trusted holistic care providers. And we want to talk about, you know, cause and why we want to go back to inflammation is because most of these issues with pain comes back to the main soul of inflammation that is derived from everything we teach with the five essentials. Sometimes bad nutrition or lack thereof. Sometimes, you know, the toxins in our food, the stress causes acidity in our body, causing inflammation, interference with the nervous system, causing pain because of compression to the nerves. And you know, all these things need to be looked at. So with our office through Maximized Living, we look at these things specifically to start removing those interferences and finding out what's causing the issue instead of just masking it with more medications. And again, God doesn't make junk, and we need to just go find out what's causing the issue. So if it's you right now and you're in pain and you want to start finding answers, that's what we do in our office. We want to invite you so that we can see what we can do to help you. And we give you the opportunity every time you come in to call so that we can at least see what's going on. We check your nervous system first, and specifically we want to do that right now if it's you and you want some answers and you want us to maybe at least hear you out to see what's going on and see what we can advise as far as starting to change. I want to give you the opportunity to make this appointment. The number to call to make this appointment also includes the x-rays and the exam. It's typically a value of $180. We do this for only $40. You can call 859-6170 to make this appointment. That's 859-6170. But I do want to talk today about some natural pain relievers that have no dangerous side effects. And in fact, these nutrients have a significantly positive effect on the entire body. And God put foods in our earth to start consuming that also help our bodies heal from inflammation caused from just overstressed bodies. And so we know that there's a lot of enzymes in these foods, such as we use in our juice, the healing juice that we have people take in our office has everything from turmeric, which is an anti-inflammatory, and as well as ginger, which has a lot of healing properties and anti-inflammation properties that's really beneficial for pain. So we have them put the turmeric, a knob of ginger, and things such as it's called holy basil, which is, again, all these herbs are specifically intended to decrease inflammation, to minimize pain. Now, these enzymes that are found in these foods are specific enzymes that metabolize protein. And these enzymes are naturally produced by the human body and other living organisms and help carry out essential functions. And studies have shown that these proteolytic enzymes in some of these foods reduce the inflammatory marker, which is called C-reactive protein. And these are basically help decrease blood clots. They help decrease scar tissue. So these enzymes are also effective at reducing swelling, pain, and edema. So when we have people that are in a lot of pain, we make sure that they're also taking proteolytic enzymes that are also able to eat away at the abnormal and cancer cell growths and allow your immune system to destroy tumorous growths. Another thing that we do is with things like foods or juices, we have people, like we talked about, use turmeric, ginger, and boswellia. And you can also take these in large doses for, again, anti-inflammation that have been shown to dramatically reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation. So you can take a little bit of turmeric, ginger, garlic, apple cider vinegar, and oil, and as well as some stevia, and you can make your own salad dressings. But again, it also helps, it's a healing dressing. It also helps decrease inflammation and alkalize your body as well. Another one that's very common that we use when people are in pain is we make sure that they're getting the good omega-3 fatty acids. And we have one that is called omega-astin that also has astaxanthin, which is a really good antioxidant. And so omega-3 fatty acid supplements and astaxanthin reduce inflammation. So you want to make sure that your omegas are also in good ratios of the omega-3, 6, and 9s that help provide better cell membrane receptor activity, while astaxanthin also provides a very strong antioxidant effect that combine to just help reduce inflammation and pain. Most people in our office, too, specifically, we give them probiotics because chronic pain is often a sign of a leaky gut syndrome and infections of the gut. And so if you have a weak bacterial system, your food cannot be digested or metabolized properly. So then you get these pores that get swollen, and then we call it a leaky gut, which protein molecules seep through into the body, causing issues. So parasites will release toxins that increase inflammation within the body, and for many individuals with which will cause state of chronic pain. So probiotics will help to neutralize these toxins, and they fight back against parasites and other antagonistic organisms in the gut. Another one that we use for our patients to help minimize pain is MSM and sulfur-rich foods. Now, MSM and sulfur-rich foods such as onions, anything that you have that sulfur smell, such as garlic, chives, scallions, cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, family, just grass-fed dairy, cheese, whey protein, all these have sulfur in it, which basically helps reduce inflammation. MSM and sulfur-containing amino acids have been shown to soften scar tissue. Basically, what happens is it decreases decreases the scar tissue and improves blood supply to a region, which will also help modulate inflammation and pain. So all these are vital things to use. Another one that we use is magnesium that plays a critical role in relaxing muscles and maximizing blood flow. And lastly, we use, again, methylating agents, which basically are important for the DNA in the body. And poor methylation will lead to chronic inflammation that could lead then to chronic pain. So B vitamins are the key components to healthy methylation processes. So take a whole food B complex supplement if you're in a lot of pain to improve your gut health and absorption of these nutrients. So all these are just key things to do to start helping you and minimizing that inflammation. But again, you want to go back on what's causing the inflammation. So if you have poor nutrition, poor diet, all these things can start to change. Now, lastly, I want to invite you, because our next seminar is going to be talking about the five essentials. It's a 3-hour seminar, and we are going to be having this here in a couple of weeks. So you want to start registering for this. And if you want to register to find out more information, you can call 859-6170. And lastly, if you just tuned in here at the end, my name is Dr. Rosie Main. My office is here in Meridian at Main Health Solutions, and you can visit our website at MaximizeLivingDrMaine.com. And we want to invite you to call to our office to see what we can do to help you. For only $40, we do the evaluation that includes the x-rays. So give us a call for the next 10 callers. We can do this evaluation and make an appointment for you. You can call us at 859-6170. Thank you for being here with us. God bless.
Be sure to join us again next time for another edition of Maximized Living with Dr. Rosie.